The Wooden Pavilion in front of you is our collaborative artwork in Yim Tien Zai. This pavilion is a resting place for visitors and a spot to appreciate the surrounding scenery. We believe that landscape is not just a physical geography. They can also embody the cultural concept. Different individuals may interpret and describe the same landscape differently, reflecting its diverse storytelling nature. For example, the salt fields may be seen as the salt industry, farmland, tourist attraction, natural landscape, or wetlands, depending on the individual's perspective. Now, let's step into the first space of the pavilion. There are numerous images on a Chinese manuscript-like folding screen, representing the story we collect from the resident towards the salt field. You can take a moment to imagine and guess while we view the actual content later. As you contemplate, you can also pay attention to the rooftop of the pavilion, where some tiles were made from the fallen rong tree nearby, their wood grain being witness to the history of this place. Also, on the right side of the pavilion, an extend platform interacts with the surrounding trees and the sunlight, offering a natural, cool spot to experience the present. Now, let's introduce the content of the first folding screen. It is written in a 7-character poem format. The opening line emphasizes the importance of nature towards the villagers, mentioning the sun and seawater. Then some window pattern appear, indicating that people have started building homes and residing on the island. Furthermore, apart from being involved in the salt industry, the islanders have also participated in pig and chicken farming, as well as the rice cultivation. They will transport their products to Sai Kung to be sold. In the last sentence, Yim Tien Zai has developed into a cultural tourist attraction today, showcasing its salt industry history and other unique features, such as tofu pudding, church, Jade Girdle Bridge, kayaking, mangrove, and Hakka tea cake. By listening to this, we hope you will have a more diverse understanding of the scenery in front of you. I also encourage you to walk to the end of the pavilion, stay a little longer, and gaze at the view behind the grid of the manuscript paper. And feel free to imagine the story behind the scenery in front of you, and interpret them in your own unique way.